أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. Our focus is Surah Al-Baqarah, and in particular we're looking at section 4, which looks at the Bani Israel, who are the challenging students of the Baqarah Learning Institution. In part 1, which was ayah 40-48, we saw an invitation from divinity to the Bani Israel to submit, and it started off by inviting them to reflect, to remember his ni'mah, his favor upon them for having given them safety from Fir'aun and sent them so many messengers. Their directives ended by asking them to protect themselves from the day on which there will be absolute justice, the day of Qiyamah. In the second section, which was ayah 49-74, we saw 9 milestone events demonstrating the infinite patience of Prophet Musa alayhi salam and the continuous rebelliousness of Bani Israel. They focused, or rather their energy revolved around the physical sacrifices asked for them rather than their purpose and meaning, because there was no obedience and trust. And this resulted in their hearts hardening. Before I start with the third part, I'd like to elaborate on the hardening of hearts, which is mentioned in ayah 74. Allah gives the examples of rocks from which water emerges. Now, this was relevant for the Bani Israel because they knew of when Prophet Musa alayhi salam strikes the rock and 12 springs gush out. So Allah likens hearts to 3 types. The first type He likens to a rock which just needs a slight tap and water will gush out of it. وَإِنَّ مِنَ الْحِجَارَةِ لَمَا يَتَفَجَّرُ مِنْهُ الْأَنْهَارِ So that's the heart which a little tap and iman gushes out. A little reminder and it all comes out. Then he says, وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَشَقَّقُ فَيَخْرُجُ مِنْهُ الْمَاءِ There are those that have to split for water to come out. So they need to have a little bit of a stronger reminder to be struck harder for the water to come out, or for the iman to come out. And finally, he says, the third type of heart. وَإِنَّ مِنْهَا لَمَا يَحْبِطُ مِنْ خَشْيَةِ اللَّهِ There are those that fall in awe of Allah or in fear of Allah, but no water comes out. So they're the hardened ones, really hardened ones. A heart can be worse than a stone if it doesn't even follow its nature the way a stone does. A stone doesn't rebel, but a heart can. And now we see from ayah 75-123 a list of the traits that manifested themselves because of these hardened hearts which refused to trust and obey but pretended. When a human being is faced with truth but rejects it, then he or she is apt to either conceal, justify, or alter it. And we will see here that as a result of their arrogance, because they call themselves, Bani Israel call themselves the guided or the chosen people, they concealed what they did not like. These are a lesson to all of us. And it doesn't take us through events, but characteristics. And it's historical from the beginning right to when the conversation comes to an end in ayah 123. So let's start. Ayah 75 begins by addressing the believers, those who had moved from Makkah in Medina. See, they were quite excited because the Makkans in essence were mushrikeen and had no concept of the belief in Nubuwwah. They had no concept of a messenger. But those who moved to Medina thought, you know what, there are loads of Jews in Medina. They are bound to understand this concept of monotheism. They're bound to understand and believe in Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam because they've been waiting for him. It's mentioned in their books. That's why they moved to Medina. But they were disappointed. Look what the Quran says. أَفَتَسْمَعُونَ أَن يُؤْمِنُ لَكُمْ وَقَدْ كَانَ فَرِيكٌ مِّنْهُمْ يَسْمَعُونَ كَلَامَ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ يُحَرِّفُونَهُ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا أَقَلُوهُ وَهُمْ يَعْلَمُونَ Do you then hope that they would believe in you? And a party from amongst them used to hear the word of Allah, then altered it after they had understood it, and they were aware.
He continues to say, وَإِذَا لَكُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, when they meet those who believe, قَالُوا, they say, آمَنَّا, we believe. وَإِذَا خَلَى بَعْضُهُمْ إِلَى بَعْضٍ, when they're alone with one another, قَالُوا, they say, أَتُحَدِّثُونَهُمْ بِمَا فَتَحَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْكُمْ لِيُحَاجُّوكُمْ بِهِمْ عِنْدَ رَبِّكُمْ أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you speak to them about what Allah has revealed to you, so that they may then use it as an argument against you on the day of Qiyamah before their Rabb? Don't you understand? Now let me explain. See, we're told that there were a group of Jewish scholars who actually, when they heard Rasulullah, were not resistant to his prophethood. And when they met the Muslims, they said, you know what? In our own book, it describes this prophet exactly as it is. But when they went back to the elders, see, they had a hierarchy. So they went to the chief rabbis as such. The chief rabbi silenced them and said, how can you talk to them about this important matter? You're speaking to them about what Allah has disclosed to you, so that they will use it against you on the day of Qiyamah? Shh, don't say anything to them. And Allah says in Ayah 77, do they not know that He knows what they keep secret and what they make known? So it was a real cover-up, because they knew that if they accepted the Prophet ﷺ, then their power would recede and they would lose the authority they had. So what authority did they have? Ayah 78 explains, وَمِنْهُمْ أُمِّيُّونَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ الْكِتَابَ إِلَّا أَمَانِيَّ وَإِنْهُمْ إِلَّا يَذُنُّونَ. Amongst them, there were people who were unread, unlettered, illiterate, who did not know the book, but only what they were told, falsehood in essence, and conjecture, what they made up in their heads, what they assumed, or wishful thinking in their heads. See, the general public, they were duped by those crafty scholars. They were sort of barred from access to knowledge and said, you know what, we are the ones who understand it better and we will tell you what's in there. They didn't know anything. They knew how to recite. They knew how to memorize. But they didn't understand. Sound familiar? Before we look at the list of the characteristics of these challenging students and their rebelliousness, let's first look at what was asked for them. And we see that in Ayah 83. Allah says, وَإِذْ أَخَذْنَا مِيثَاقَ بَنِي إِسْرَائِيلَ, when we took a mithaq, and I've explained this before, mithaq is a covenant that both sides agree, or both sides understand and agree to, even the fine print. Number one, لَا تَعْبُدُونَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ, you will not worship anyone but Allah. وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, you shall do good to your parents. The word used is ihsan, which is over and above goodness. Number three, to your relatives, you will do good to the orphans. Number five, وَالْمَسَاكِينَ, the needy. Number six, وَقُولُوا لِلنَّاسِ حُسْنًا, you will speak to people with goodness. وَأَقِيمُ الصَّلَاةِ, you will establish salah in your life. Number eight, وَآتُ الزَّكَاةِ, and you will manifest your salah by spending, by giving, by sharing. You will purify yourself. And in the next ayah, in Ayah 84, لَا تَسْفِكُونَ دِمَاءَكُمْ, you will not shed your blood. You will not kill. And finally, وَلَا تُخْرِجُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِكُمْ, you will not turn people out of your cities from their homes. You will not chase them away. 10 things they were told to do. This was a covenant. This was a mithaq understood by both. And Allah says, ثُمَّ أَقْرَرْتُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ تَشْهَدُونَ, you promised while you witnessed this. Now we will look at a list of traits or characteristics that made them hard-hearted and rebellious. Number one, they changed divine words after they had understood it so they could maintain control. Number two, this is in Ayah 80, they said, لَن تَمَسَّنَا النَّارُ إِلَّا أَيَّامًا مَعْدُودًا, the fire will not touch us except for a few days. Because of their state of separation and confusion, they make up these falsehood, ascribe them to Allah. When we're caught up in our own web of intent, we reap accordingly. And Allah replies by saying, قُلْ أَتَّخَذْتُمْ إِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَحْدًا, have you received a promise from Allah? We have this thinking in our head as well. If I fast in the month of Ramadan and come for the 10 days of Muharram, it will be enough for me. And despite what I do in the world, cheat, lie, hurt people, I will go to Jannah and maybe a little bit of fire. A little bit of fire? We got to think about this. Number 3, despite having taken this mithaq, this covenant, in Ayah 85, Allah says, ثُمَّ أَنْتُمْ هَوْلَاءِ تَقْتُلُونَ أَنفُسَكُمْ. You still kill your people. وَتُخْرِجُونَ فَرِيقًا مِنْكُمْ مِنْ دِيَارِهِمْ. And you still force people out of their homes. Then number 4, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْضِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَقْفُرُونَ بَعْضِ. Do you believe in a part of the book and then disbelieve in the other part? Number 5, they killed the messengers and called them liars. We see that in Ayah 87, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَفَرِيقًا كَذَّبْتُمْ وَفَرِيقًا تَقْتُلُونَ. Some you denied and some you killed. When the message of truth is not conducive to the desires of the people, then the nafs, the lower nafs, rejects it. And the inner attitude manifests itself in outer anger. And the strongest manifestation of this reaction is complete denial of the message and a want to be able to just eliminate it from one's life. The sixth characteristic is mentioned in Ayah 89. It's related to the fifth one. They recognize the book. Allah says, وَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ كِتَابٌ مِّنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا مَعْهُمْ. When a book came to them from Allah, verifying what was with them. وَكَانُوا مِنْ قَبْلُ يَسْتَفْتِحُونَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا فَلَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ عَرَفُوا كَفَرُوا بِي فَلَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ. And before they used to pray for victory against those who covered up the truth. But when came to them that which they recognized, they covered up the truth. Now historically, the Arabian Jews of Medina hoped that a messenger would be raised to help them against the two Arab tribes of Aus and Khazraj. But when he did come, because he was from the Arabs, they refused to acknowledge him. This was personal jealousy, tribal insecurities, and a desire for position of leadership. Imam Sadiq says that when Imam Zaman ajalallahu faraja comes, those who were waiting for him more than anybody else will deny him for the very same reasons. So they denied the book, they denied the messenger, basically because, again, it would be a loss of power for them. And the consequence of that is the anger of divinity, which is mentioned in Ayah 90. The seventh trait is one that we see in Surah Al-Jumu'ah as well, where Allah says, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَتْ لَكُمُ الدَّارُ الْآخِرَةُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ خَالِصَةً مِنْ دُونِ النَّاسِ فَتَمَنَّوا الْمَوْتَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. This is Ayah 94. If the hereafter is specially for you, to the exclusion of other people, in other words, if you think you are the chosen people with Allah despite what you do, then ask for death if you are truthful. And he continues to say, وَلَنْ يَتَّمَنَّهُ الْأَبَدًا بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. They will never ask for it because of what they have sent ahead. وَاللَّهُ عَلِيمٌ بِالظَّالِمِينَ. And Allah knows of those who are unjust. The ultimate test for those who use life as an investment for the next is the willingness to face the consequences of their actions and to not fear death. To be ready for it as and when Allah ordains it. And this ayah challenges those who don't have this attitude by asking them, are you really truly ready to die? Are you ready to face the consequences of your actions? And he continues to say that you will find them the greediest of people for life. وَلِتَجِدَنَّهُمْ أَحْرَصَ النَّاسِ عَلَى حَيَاتٍ. Even more than those who do shirk. And he says, every one of them would love to be granted a life of 1,000 years. يَوَدُّ أَحَدُهُمْ لَوْ يُؤَمَّرُ أَلْفَ سَنَةٍ. But he says, وَمَا هُوَ بِمُزَحْزِهِهِ مِنَ الْعَذَابِ أَنْ يُؤَمَّرُ. But even this would not remove them from the punishment. Let's now look at the eighth trait. This is in Ayah 97, where Allah says, قُلْ, say, مَنْ كَانَ أَدُوًا لِجِبْرِيلَ فَإِنَّهُ نَزَّلَهُ عَلَى قَلْبِكَ. Say, the one who is an enemy of Jibreel, Jibreel is the one who revealed it to your heart. بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ, with the permission of Allah, مُصَدِّقًا لِمَا بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ وَهُدًى وَبُشْرًى لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. And he verified what was before it as a guidance and good news for those who believe. And Allah continues to say, من كان عدوا لله وملائكته ورسله وجبريل وميكالا فإن الله عدو للكافرين. Whoever is an enemy of Allah, His angels, His messengers, Jibreel and Mikael, Allah is the enemy of those who cover up the truth. Allama Tabatabai quotes this hadith in Al-Mizan, which explains this beautifully, and I'd like to end with this. He quotes Ibn Abbas explaining this revelation. He says, when the Prophet came to Medina, Ibn Suriyah and some Jews from Fadak asked him some questions. They said, O Muhammad, how do you sleep? Because we've been told about the sleep of the Prophet who would come in the last days. And he said, my eyes sleep while my heart is awake. They said, you're right. They carried on with other questions, and finally they asked him, which angel is it that brings to you that which Allah reveals to you? And he said, Jibreel. And they said, he's our enemy. He brings to us the order of fighting and hardship and war. Mikael brings us comfort and happiness. Had it been Mikael who came to you with revelation, we would have believed in you. So the eighth trait is, they pick and choose. The important concept of Iman is to believe in everything. You can't pick and choose. So let's quickly go over the eight traits we've looked at, and we'll look at the rest tomorrow. Number one, they change divine words. Number two, they falsely believed that the fire would not touch them except for a little while. Number three, they killed their own and forced people out of their homes. Number four, they believed in part of the book and disbelieved in a part. Number five, they called messengers liars and killed them. Number six, they recognized the truth in the guidance, in the book and the prophet, but covered up the truth. Number seven, they know precisely what they have sent ahead and will not invoke death, and very, very greedy for life. And number eight, they pick and choose even amongst the angels. Inshallah, we will continue with the remaining 11 traits tomorrow.